T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Can you imagine a kid going to jail for trick-or-treating?
This is ridiculous.
This is a real story.
Real handcuffs, police car, the whole thing, not a prank.
Well, it's what they're threatening. I don't know that they'd actually lock anyone up, but in Chesapeake, Virginia, they're saying trick-or-treaters who are 13 years old and up now can face up to 6 months behind bars because they think that's too old to be trick-or-treating. And anybody of any age that's out past 8 p.m. can be fined anywhere from $25 to $100. Or face 30 days in jail.
Where
30 days in jail?
In Virginia, did you say?
Virginia.
What's happening
Chesapeake,
there?
Virginia.
They have a problem with
I think there should be a limit, but 13 is still young. Like, 13 is what? Is that, that's middle school. What's that, 7th grade?
8th grade.
Yeah, I think freshman high school.
Yeah.
You put the limit there. Like, 15, 16 is different.
Right.
Because we had, like, 17-year-olds in my old neighborhood, you know, coming around like...
Yeah, it is annoying.
I think it depends on the kid. And by the way, what are they going to carry IDs with them? Like, I don't know any 13-year-old
well,
kid
that's
who's
the thing.
They don't have any IDs. So they go, no, I'm 11, you know.
And I think Kendra's right. I think 13 is too young. I think that's a lot of kids are still in middle school. And they like to trick-or-treat at least until high school. And the other thing is, look, what's the big deal? So they come to the door. It is annoying. Sometimes I give them the eye roll because they come. They're not even dressed up.
They're not even trying.
Right? No. They're like 17 and they're like, hey. They don't even say trick-or-treat. They're just like, hey.
And they have pillowcases. They don't even have pumpkins or anything. They just have a giant pillowcase they pulled off their bed.
They
and they're
from
like
a gas station robbery or something.
But
street,
like,
right?
Really, it's like no big deal. Yeah. So you give them a candy bar and you go. You close the door. I mean, it's as long as they're not like vandalizing your house, I feel like it's fine.
I'd be less inclined to arrest them if they were over a certain age than I would be to arrest them if they come after 9 o'clock. Like, isn't that kind of the cutoff, you know, 8:30, quarter of nine? You're done with trick-or-treating.
Yeah,
then,
yeah.
Right?
They're saying 8 p.m. This place in Virginia is saying after 8, you can get fined or thrown in the clink.
Yeah. But over the age of 12, lock them up?
Right. And I feel like kids definitely trick-or-treat when they're 13 and 14, because sometimes they're still in 8th and 9th grade, and they're just in that transition period. That's fine. Yeah. Just give them a piece of candy.
Get them
like,
on
what's
their way.
The big deal?
Yeah. What do you think about this? Magic 106.7, 617-931-1067. Hi, who's this, please?
Hi, it's Renee. It's Renee from Framingham.
Hi, Renee. What age is too old to trick-or-treat?
After 16, I mean, if they can drive...
Yeah. If they can drive themselves to your door, yeah.
How old are your kids? Do you have children?
My youngest is 17.
17.
And
so,
then I have a 26-year-old and a 23-year-old.
Yeah. We appreciate you listening. Thanks for calling. Have a great day and a happy Halloween.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Hi. Magic 106.7. Good morning. Who's this?
This is Carla from Framingham.
All right, Carla. That's two in a row from Framingham. So what is the what's the cutoff for you,
so
Carla?
I have mixed ideas about this stuff. Like, I think 16 might be too old, and I feel like you should let kids trick-or-treat as long as they want to, because they could be doing a lot worse stuff.
Yeah, I'm with
true.
Her on
prevention.
That.
Yeah.
You know what? It's like, let them be kids for as long as you can.
Yeah, because... there's a lot of young kids that aren't doing that. So.
Right.
I tell you, Carla, I happen to live in Framingham, too. And there's a neighborhood. I talk about this from time to time around Halloween. There's a neighborhood near us on the north side where there's like the whole neighborhood gets into it. And they block off the street. It's a cul-de-sac. And every single house has got lights and, you know, dry ice and smoke and, you know, music.
I gotta go there.
She's on her way.
It's up near Walsh, the Walsh Middle School. You'll be able to listen for the noise, watch for the lights. You'll be able to find it pretty easily, I think.
That's awesome.
Awesome.
It'll be great Halloween.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, take care.
Thanks, bye.
That's good stuff. Yeah, they could be doing a lot worse. Defense seems to be pretty universal.
Yeah.
And what's the worst that's ever happened in your house or town?
I know, like maybe they toilet paper your trees in your yard or something. But, I mean, even that is pretty innocent fun.
Right.
It's no big deal.
Right.
I don't think you need to throw people in jail.
No, they're 16, 17 years old. Let's jack them up on sugar, though. Give them some Milky Ways. Give them something to do, right?
Oh, no, the Milky Ways are mine.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you're a Milky Way fan.
Milky Way, shall we?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.